News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know why I'm playing that song? Because we are celebrating good times right here in Pensacola. And today I am determined to embarrass this guy big time, because what he is about and what he has done for our community is not just okay. It's extraordinary. This is our time for Pensacola Sports Association. Ray Palmer is here. He's the president and CEO. But let me just kind of let y'all know a little something about Mr. Ray. He just was announced as been inducted into the Sports ETA Hall of Fame. And this is pretty exciting. It's the Sports Event and Tourism Association. It's the Hall of Fame. This is to honor your work over the last 20-something years, since 2002. He's going to accept the award in Vegas on April 22nd. I mean, y'all, this is big time. And I'm just going to say, the Sports ETA Hall of Fame, here's the quote, recognizes individuals whose careers have made a lasting impact on the sports, events, and tourism industry through leadership, innovation, and service. Congratulations, my friend. Pretty exciting stuff.
Speechless.
It's so true, though, and I can't think of anybody, y'all, that is more deserving of this award than you are. You've done so much with the Sports Association. When you think about all the different things that you've done and created over the last years, it says here, I'm reading this article from, I'm giving Pensacola News Journal credit here. It says, Pensacola is currently home to the SEC Soccer Tournament, the Sun Belt Conference Men and Women's Basketball Tournament, and the NAIA Women's Soccer Championship. It also hosts its own award show every year to honor the best in sports of every level in the area. And then, I don't know, there's just a few events that go on throughout the year, like, oh, I don't know, that little double bridge run. And this weekend we've got the Bayou run coming up, right?
Bayou Hills run, yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think maybe Pensacola's oldest, longest running event, and it was
that's so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's also the official City of Pensacola 10K champions that the City of Pensacola recognizes our champions in the 10K and the 5K, and it runs in beautiful down Bayou Tahar area. East Hill starts and ends in Bayview Park.
Awesome. I think that's just fantastic. And that's this weekend. Is it too late to sign up?
Absolutely not. In fact, if you want to sign up, of course, you can always go to PensacolaSports.org is a great start. But another exciting announcement that just came out yesterday is our own Justin Gatlin is going to be at Packet Pickup Friday afternoon.
Cool.
And if you have not got a chance to meet Justin Gatlin, you probably, of course, know that name as the fastest human in the world.
He's
at one time.
He's the fastest man on Earth.
Fastest man on Earth at one time.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a cool... Olympic
champion and just Olympic an amazing...
Man. Yeah, just an amazing young man. But he's going to be here because he has an event Saturday morning that goes on, and it is the Justin Gatlin Invitational, and it is, I think, it's freshman and sophomore high schools for a track and field event.
Oh, wow.
So you can go run the Bayou Hills run at 7 a.m. and then make it over and cheer on these future stars.
Where is that going to be, Ray?
Should you ask me?
I'm sorry.
It's either Washington or Pine Forest High School.
Okay.
I was looking this morning.
We can look it up.
But it's an exciting event. Justin comes and supports it every year to encourage the Golden Elite track team that's organized here in Pensacola. Phenomenal partner of Pensacola Sports as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Bayou Hills run in the morning, and we are excited about having a new partner with the Escambia County Schools Foundation.
I saw that. So tell me a little bit more about that. How's that going to work?
That's going to work, and that we will be supporting the Bayou Hills run, which originally started by a local private school to support them, and it went through several iterations, and Pensacola Sports, as part of our programming, manages other events for other organizations, and we manage the event for them. And being volunteer-based, and it's parent-based, and I think the school parent foundation kind of just got tired of doing it because it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
And so we took it over, and so Scambia Schools Foundation is our new partner who will get benefits from, there's ways to, for them to benefit, by the applicants or the entries to acknowledge that they came through that, and they get a certain amount of the registrations. And cool. We hope this to be a long-term relationship with mm-hmm. them. They do some phenomenal things specifically in support of our teachers. They have an amazing bank of almost like a store that the teachers can go
right.
and
I think I
get
have heard
supplies.
About that. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
really, really neat
Which is
program.
Super helpful because so many of our teachers, God bless them, are using their own salaries to pay for supplies.
Absolutely. And they can buy these things for the teachers and they get an allotment. But it's really a cool concept and we're really excited about having this new partnership.
So they will benefit from some of the proceeds from the race on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the race because I live in Pensacola, so if I get up and early and out and about, do you have an idea of the route that you can tell us, just in case we want to avoid the traffic?
Well, yeah, we will not completely block off any roads.
Okay.
There will be some stoppages here and there at intersections, just in the basically the East Hill area.
Okay,
that's where it will be, and that's the whole footprint is right over there in the East Hill. Again, starts and stops at Bayou. At Bayview Park.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we don't stop. We will have either police or volunteers.
I've seen
helping.
The roads. You can get through.
That's right. It's a safety issue for the runners and the drivers. And so, we just want to make sure everybody gets to where they're going. For the first hour or so, start at 7 o'clock in the morning, give yourself an extra 10, 15 minutes to where you need to be. If mm-hmm. you need to be there somewhere on time, if you got to be at work.
Just keep it in mind. It's happening.
Keep
yeah.
it in mind. It's like the double bridge run. We don't ever completely stop roads, but we will block traffic for a few minutes here and there, and then as we get a chance, we'll let the cars through.
Okay, so it's a 5K, which is about 3-ish miles, and the 10K, which is what, 5-ish miles?
Double that.
Okay, 6-ish.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then now we've got also talk about the kids' race. That starts at 9. Tell us a little bit about what are the ages and how does that work?
The kids' ages are school age kids, and it is it's a 1 mile run. What's one of the unique things about this is not just a kids' fun run. We actually score the run.
Cool.
So the kids will get age appropriate awards and a finisher's medal.
Neat.
And all of that. So it immediately following at 9, like you said, right there, they'll run a portion of the same course, but they basically stay within the confines of Bayview Park.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's really a fun time. 'Cause again, it's actually scored and the kids get to, don't just run.
Right.
They're actually running for something.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking maybe I should be in the kids' race, but then it occurred to me, get real, Meg. They're going to be faster than you.
Yeah, they are.
So.
And there's also some kind of a book fair or something going on. And y'all
I
probably
think you're
talk
right
like,
about that. Yeah, I need to look that up.
I think it starts at like 10, so mm-hmm. you want to bring your kids down, let them do that, and then I know they have a featured writer.
I think it's the Ready Kids are doing an event downtown as well.
And it's in Bayview Park is a Reed. A Scambia, I don't remember exactly
yep.
the thing, but a great day to, Bayview Park is one of our most spectacular
so
parks,
mm-hmm.
one of our most spectacular parks. And so we're excited to be a part of all of that.
Well, right now the weather is perfect for a run. It's going to be cool, a little bit cool, 59, 60 in the morning and 70. It's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be perfect because then for those of us that are boat lovers, late morning, you can still make the boat and,
right.
and make it to the beach. And if there happens to be some traffic, you beat the traffic in your boat. And,
that's right. Skip the traffic. Get the
right.
boat.
That's right.
So what else?
Boat sales now.
Right. So what else is happening now with Pensacola sports? I mean, y'all are always going to have something on the calendar, something going on. And if somebody wanted to get involved, Ray, let's say, or they are interested in volunteering, they may not necessarily be an athlete themselves, but they just love sports. How could they get involved?
Well, the best way to get involved is to volunteer. We are a staff of 6, and 6 people can't do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to all kinds of organizations or just individuals who want to contribute back. My my passion, of course, is what kind of impacts we can have through the value of sport. Mm-hmm. And sport is so important to teaching a lot of things, whether it, and again, I say sport, but it doesn't matter whether you're in the children's chorus or you take piano or you, whatever you do, you know, it's just facts that if you, kids are involved in activities, mm-hmm. then they do better.
They're confidence builders.
They're confidence builders.
You learn how to play with others.
You learn how to play with others. All those things that sports teaches you, or mm-hmm. like I said, the children's chorus or whatever.
Theater, you know, I'm a theater person.
I know you
so
are.
That was a huge part of my getting self-esteem.
Absolutely.
And I was very shy, believe it or not.
So, no, I don't believe it. I don't believe it for one second. But if you tell me, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just what it is. And so if you're passionate, as I am, about if sport is your thing, and you believe them like I do in teaching you teamwork and how to work with mm-hmm. others and leadership skills, then come volunteer with us. We have, you know, Double Bridge Run. And, again, we have High School All-Star Series. We have the Bayou Hills Run this weekend. We have come April 10th and 11th. We have the Firefighter Games. And we have the DeLuna Swim, Open Water Swim.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had our, you know, we've almost always, well, we always have some banquet or some activity going on. Our Senior Scholar Banquet, which is my favorite, mm-hmm. is coming up in May.
Tell us about that. What is that all about folks that don't know?
Yeah, so what that is that is this nomination of the senior high school athlete, student athlete in every sport, virtually every sport in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And one athlete in each sport. So you'll have one girl basketball player from Washington High School and one girl basketball player from Pace High School.
So this is for the whole year. It's not just like a, because sometimes you have the seasonal events and things, but this is the whole year.
This is their whole school year. And it's very fascinating because that one athlete is nominated, and it is, we take the applications, and it is there. It provides their GPA and their course load and what type of courses, and then what they have done on the court, field, mm-hmm. or whatever,
uh-huh.
pool. And then we take them and sanitize them. So we take your name, if mm-hmm. you're the applicant, we take your name off everything, your school, and then we hand that to 10 or so local community members who read that application. They don't know who you are.
Or who you're related to.
Or who you're related to.
Okay.
They see your grade point average. They see your test scores. They see your workload. They see your volunteer initiatives.
Community service,
community
part of that
service,
formula.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A testimony by the principal and or somebody in the administration and your coach. And then they have to score that across about 240 children.
Wow.
Boy and girl ultimately leads to an overall male and female winner. They're awarded a $5,000 scholarships to the schools of their choice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So it's just two winners.
Two overall winners, but we do have a winner in every sport.
Every, so gotcha.
You have an overall baseball. You have a baseball winner, a mm-hmm. softball winner, and a wrestling winner, and a weightlifting winner. But then you have one overall, which is interesting because when we read them, and we do it at Olive Baptist Church, and we read them, and they all come across the stage, and the overall winner doesn't win their sport. So they don't.
Oh.
They think, well, I didn't win anything.
They
but turn, I had a 4.5 GPA,
right.
and I'm going to Harvard.
Oh, right.
And we've had those.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And I won a state championship in tennis. How did I not win?
Right.
Well, they did win.
Oh my God, that's very cool.
Well, and what's really even cooler is it goes deeper than that. Pensacola State College is a phenomenal partner in that, and they award a scholarship to the individual winners in each sport.
No kidding.
And we have to pick them three deep, each sport three deep. You can only imagine what the commitment that these volunteers that do this score these things is. Because if the first winner is not going to Pensacola State, they're going to go to Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Pensacola State then offers that scholarship to the second place. And so it's overall just, it is the coolest thing Pensacola Sports has done since the early 80s.
Wow.
And it, If you ever worry about the direction of our community, if you come sit in the Olive Baptist Church sanctuary and watch the quality of these student athletes and let them, let Dan Shugart, if Dan, whoever's our announcer this year, read their bios, you will have great confidence that our world is probably in pretty good hands.
I'm tearing up a little bit. That makes me want to cry.
Me cry every year.
I'm not surprised, because that's just, you just feel so proud. And we have a lot of negativity out there right now. And to hear this positive, there are still positive things happening, and we have to look for those things and celebrate them. So I'm so excited y'all are doing this. Can anyone come that wants to? Or is the space limited, or how does that work?
Well, it used to be pretty limited because we used to feed everybody. And we did it inside their gym. And
it was a banquet. Right?
Yeah, it was a banquet, and we got to 700, and it was like, ooh.
That gets so dark.
And then COVID hit,
right?
And so we had to figure another way. They said, well, let's go to the sanctuary, because if you've ever been in Olive Baptist Church's spectacular sanctuary, one, it's beautiful, but it's also huge.
Yeah.
And so, no, it is technically open to the public to come watch. And don't ask me the date. I do know it. I heard it yesterday. It's May.
I've got your website up here. I can probably
May
look
6th
it up
or 7th
quick,
so. Or whatever.
Hang on a second. I'll find it. Keep talking.
Yeah.
But it really is.
And those are all Escambia and Santa Rosa schools. So we're excited about, always excited
is
about
it,
that.
Senior
Scholar Banquet.
Senior Scholar Banquet. I'll find it in just a minute.
Yeah,
y'all. Okay, I'll find it.
And if not, you will find it on our website eventually.
But okay.
I have more dates than raised brains.
I understand. I completely understand.
People, that's why I take notes.
So we've got the Firefighters Challenge coming up, which is one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, I understand.
And that's out on Pensacola Beach. That's going to be April 10th and 11th.
Yep.
And you got the Bi-Hills Run this weekend. And then another thing that's coming up that I also love that y'all do is the Fishing Rodeo.
We do. The Fishing Rodeo.
That's such a great event.
Yeah, in mid-June behind Flounders.
Yeah.
It's an event that's been around I know I fished it when I was a kid. And so, as we know.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Absolutely.
Are you from I didn't realize you're from, born and raised in Pensacola.
Technically, I was born in Rantoul, Illinois, but both my mother and my father were born in Pensacola and were high school sweethearts.
High school?
Pensacola High School.
Oh, how cool is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I can drive you right now to the house my mother was born in. And they were both local Pensacolians, but my father had to serve a couple of years in the Air Force.
Sure.
And I happened to be born at Chanute Air Force Base in Rantoul, Illinois, but I don't know anything else other than Pensacola. We swung by New Orleans for a year, but I suspect I was three when we moved back in Pensacola. But my oldest sister was born in Pensacola, brother and sister in the middle born in New Orleans. But don't know anything other than Pensacola. It is my love and my passion.
I think that's so great. Well, I suspect that's why you're so good at what you do, because you're so familiar with everything. And, you know, I think the legacy of sports from Pensacola, it's not just that we have all these famous athletes, because we do, but when you talk about the number of, just in this senior banquet now this year, and the number of athletes, you're talking about well over 200 or so that are considered. And they're going on into the world and bringing that sense of pride and that sense of accomplishment and the fact that the sports has helped them be a better person. And they're all from Pensacola, which is a great town.
Well, we know sports is good for students.
Yeah.
They do better in school. Their discipline is significantly less, because generally in sport, and I'm sure it's with the theater and the other things, you know, I know that my dad's rules were if I didn't do certain things, I was not allowed to play, and all I wanted to do was play.
That's right.
Really, the only reason I went to go was to go play.
That's right.
And so, you know, growing older, not up, I think we went down that brick trail one time on this radio station.
That's true. That's so true.
But, you know, and so it's such a positive place for kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons that we love the collegiate athlete and the collegiate event, is because those college students that we come in, we know because they're involved in the athletics world that they have a certain standard of success headed for them, because they have a certain standard of discipline and leadership that's required. Mm-hmm. Well, we want those kids to see Pensacola and Escambia County, and because they're planning, I mean, most that we come, and the statistics prove, very few are going to go go professional.
That's right.
But they're going to be leaders in some mm-hmm. capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I always think that, you know, we're going to have the next founder of Apple, and it comes in and plays in one of our tournaments and goes, you know, I went to Pensacola. I'm going to go back there and start a business.
Yeah.
Or this is going to be my, where I build my family and bring mm-hmm. my family. Or I want to start my business here. Or maybe they just say, I want a vacation here for the rest of my life. That college age student is really in that decision making influential time in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And we at Pensacola Sports believe this is an opportunity for us to, as a community, to show off all that we have to show off. And we got a lot to show off.
No question about that. And it's interesting because I think we recognize that phenomenon so much with the military. People that have gone to NAS Pensacola or Whiting Field where they've trained, they go away, but then when they retire, they come back here. But the thing I've never really thought about in the sports aspect of what you're talking about, because if they come in for the Sun Belt Conference and they're here for a week and they see the beach and they stay out on the beach and they're having a great time, you're right. They're going to be influenced by what they see and how the community treats them and what we have to offer here, the beauty, but also the hospitality. It's life-changing.
100%. I had an interesting conversation the day before yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. My neighbor, across the street neighbor, been the neighbors for as long as Susan and I have lived there, 25 years, almost 25 years in the same house. And she and I were talking, and we were talking about Pensacola and things. And she said, you know, we actually retired from the military in Hawaii. And she said, I'd never been to Pensacola, but I'd always heard of these great things.
Yeah.
And she said, my husband asked for where we want to go. I said, I want to go to Pensacola. She said, we set foot here. We never want to leave.
From Hawaii.
From Hawaii.
I love that. Well, you know what? We just won the Cone Nest Travelers Award, and we beat Navarre and Pensacola Beach, beat two beaches in Hawaii, in Hilo and I think Oahu as well.
Yes, we did. I don't know if the beaches were in Hawaii, but I know
yes,
they were. They were 3 and 4, and it was us in Navarre, number one and two.
So, but don't tell anyone, y'all.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
Keep it the best kept secret.
That's right.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with Ray Palmer. He's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Sports Association. So many events coming up to keep track of. You can find out on their website at pensacolasports.org. Is that the right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's correct. But I did want to mention once again, if you hadn't heard the news, that Ray Palmer has been actually inducted, is about to be inducted into, they call it the ETA Hall of Fame. And what that stands for, it is the Sports Event and Tourism Association Hall of Fame. And he's going to be inducted in Las Vegas on April 22nd. So they announced it on St. Patty's Day.
Well, it's been a labor of love. I've had great friends, new friends and old friends that have been on the board with me, that have allowed me to have dreams and follow dreams. Some of them were nightmares, ultimately. But it has been truly a labor of love, and I thank the community for the support. And Sports ETA has been a passion of mine for many, many years, and the industry is a passion.
Mm-hmm. It's really a blessing when you can do what you love to do.
Yes, it is.
And it's a pretty special thing. So we really appreciate you, Ray. If you've got a question for him, still just a couple minutes left at 850-437-1620. And in case someone's just joined us, the big event really coming up is this weekend. Do you want to mention that? Or is there anything else that we haven't talked about? Do you want to mention
Well, just Bayou Hills Run. I saw the shirts yesterday. I love them.
Got to have those T-shirts.
That's right. That's right. For those of you who don't want wild, crazy colors, we got you covered this year. The design is good. The course is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a challenge if you say, oh, there are no hills in Pensacola.
No.
Come run the Bayou Hills Run.
It has an S on there.
And
it?
come be the city of Pensacola champion.
Oh, there you go. Now, do people come from out of town to do this race, or is it more local, do you think?
It's more local. There'll be a good number of drive-in participants from Fort Walton Beach, Navarre. They have, and Mobile all have strong running communities.
Okay. Well, congratulations again on being nominated to the ETA Hall of Fame, a national honor. We're so proud of you and all that you've done for Pensacola. Give us that website one more time, Ray.
PensacolaSports.org.
Okay, I guess we'll see you on Saturday at the race.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, thank you for being here. Pensacola Sports Association, PensacolaSports.org. You can find out what's happening in the sports world in Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll